This was the comment by the National Security Minister Trevor MacMillan that plunged spirits at the diaspora conference in downtown Kingston yesterday.
You can convince the Congress and the Senate to take stronger action about controlling firearms and sale of firearms, particularly the export of it. It would make a big impact on this country.
Senator MacMillan left the conference for another engagement shortly after he made the utterance. The Justice Minister, Senator Dorothy Lightburn, her Permanent Secretary, Carl Palmer, and the Deputy Police Commissioner in charge of crime, Mark Shields, also left. Their departure before detailed discussions on crime further irritated some delegates at the conference, like Bishop Cecil G. Riley of Brooklyn, New York.
That's a diss. Total disrespect. And we're calling this a diaspora conference? No. To me, we have been conned into coming to Jamaica to spend the dollars.
The Permanent Secretary in the National Security Ministry, Gilbert Scott, and the Deputy Police Commissioner in charge of administration, Jevin Bent, were left to face the criticisms. Marlon Hill, a Jamaican lawyer in the U.S., had posed the question to the National Security Minister on how Jamaicans overseas could help in the fight against gun crimes. He said the minister failed to articulate how the diaspora could help to arrest the problem. The gun has been accounting for 83% of murders here. And Mr. Hill says it's becoming frustrating that there's no clear direction on how Jamaicans living abroad can help to deal with the problem. Andrew Smalling, a Florida police chief, said he too was disappointed with the response of Senator MacMillan.
When I heard that guns being imported into the country is a major concern, and the answer to that was that we need to lobby our Congress to stop exporting guns to this country. My question to you is, why are we not stopping the guns from coming into the country?
In response, Deputy Police Commissioner Jevin Bent admitted that the police are not able to adequately patrol the coastline, which is the main point of entry for illegal weapons. Damian Mitchell for the Gleaner Power 106 News.